It's called The Final Walk, and it takes place in the year 1970, in the beginning, when we have two children who live in the River Falls, and that is in Massachusetts. The boy's name is Michael, and the girl's name is Kendra, and they meet when they're 5 years old, just before kindergarten, at the park. The mother and father of both of the children, after supper every night, would take them to the park. And Michael first started noticing that Kendra was doing some somersaults and some cartwheels, and they got talking, and they found out through being at the park every night that they had a famous love for animals, any kind of animals. And they were noticing every kind of animal that would come into the park, and they would name them, and they would befriend some of them, and they would feed them. But most importantly, there was so much love for the animals. Whenever one got sick, Michael would take it home, nurse it back to health, and bring it back to the park in a couple of weeks. And Kendra was so amazed that he could bring the animal back, whatever which one it was. It could have been a bird, it could have been a squirrel, it could have been anything that they found that was injured. And Kendra and him grew up. Every night they would meet at the park, and their love was for all the animals there. They went through elementary school together, became great friends. Then they go on to high school, and they become lovers, and they get married. And then they end up having three children. In the meantime, Michael had gone to veterinarian school to pursue his love of animals, and Kendra had decided that she was going to help him in this adventure. So through the different years, Michael and Kendra were taking care of the people in River Falls. Whenever their animals got sick, they would go to their houses, or they would have them come into their actual home. And whenever the animals would die, Michael would replace their animals, because everyone up in River Falls absolutely loved their animals. And a lot of these people were old, and they did not have very much money, but Michael was very giving to everyone that lost an animal. Well, he would never charge them to when the animal would die. He would take them from them, and he would give them a proper burial, and he would always tell the people that he was going to take them on a final walk to his river. He lived on this north pond, and he would take the animals down for their final walk, and he would bury them. He would euthanize them with a chemical that they would give an injection. The veterinarians would give them these injections. So he would do this his whole life with her, and we have some stories that we want to tell. The first one is a story about a Shih Tzu who the family had for 8 years, beautiful white little Shih Tzu, and the name was Tessa. And Tessa was doing great and had a little sister, and all of a sudden she got very, very sick, and the doctor, Michael and Kendra, would go to the house every day for 2 weeks. And Michael decided there was no hope, that the little Shih Tzu was in kidney failure, so he said, we need to put her to sleep on a coffee table in front of everyone. They put the little Tessa down, and everyone got so upset that they would take the dog and would bury them on his land after giving him the final walk and the proper burial. And everyone was so impressed with how he had compassion for these animals. There was another dog, Rocky, who was a German Shepherd. He was 8 years old too. He had a great life. All of a sudden, he got bit by some ticks, and he got a heart condition, which he didn't last very long, only a couple months. And the vet said, yes, we need to euthanize him. I'll take him from you, and we will give him his final injection, and we will give him a proper burial. In the meantime, the Michael got him a baby German Shepherd and would give it to these people to replace the ones that he took from them. So, of course, the doctor always did that, always euthanized him and buried him down by the North Pond. Now we have another story about Olive, who was a dog that was a Labrador Retriever, cute little black dog, grew up nice in the neighborhood, but always loved to go down to the North Pond. And he went swimming, and he would drink from it. Now, people couldn't swim in there, but the dogs always managed to get in there. Well, doesn't Olive go into the water one time, come home, frothing at the mouth, not breathing, and they called Michael. Michael came right over and said he got bit by a snake. So he had to euthanize him. So he said, I'll take him from you. I'll euthanize him. And then he, Michael, went out and got them a new little black Labrador. So now, and he's telling these people that they can come visit the graves. And some of them did. They did that walk with him down to the North Pond, and he showed them where they were all buried. And everyone just absolutely loved Michael. Well, after a while, he had to buy an old ambulance. Uh-huh. And he was so well liked that he made the ambulance his veterinarian, mobile veterinarian.
Yeah.
And he would go around to everybody's house and bring the animals in, and he would bring you a new animal.
Oh.
Whatever kind of animal you had, he would find for you a little puppy.
Really?
Yes. So he would give it out. And his wife, Kendra, was helping him do all the shots, and he was making all kinds of people happy.
Between men and women.
Yeah. And there was another story where he had to go to someone's house where a girl had mice in her house, and her husband had put a trap behind her microwave.
Uh-huh.
And the girl came down, she woke up in the morning, and she heard the flapping behind the microwave, and she pulled out the microwave, and there was a mouse, so she got a pair of gloves and picked the mouse up, and its feet were still in the trap.
Whoa.
And then she flipped the mouse up and it went in her hair.
Oh my God.
So she calls Michael to come over because she's having a meltdown because the mouse. Was, yeah, all the parts and the blood and everything were everywhere. So he would clean it up and he would help any kind of animal. They did, him and Kendra. So let me see. There was one other story where there was a cat, Woody, who kept bringing home baby ducks from the pond. And this one woman called Michael and said, I have 12 ducks. He brought them home one at a time in his neck, from the neck. They were all alive. They were all special. And so Michael said, we're going to put them in a cage. And the woman said, well, can my kids come and visit tomorrow night? And he goes, yep, we're going to bring them up. And when they're able enough, we'll release them in the pond. So unfortunately, what happened was one of his kids was showing the neighborhood kids, left the top open, and a cat got in there and ate them all. Yes. So now Michael has to run out and buy 12 baby ducks for this woman because her kids are going to come and see the baby ducks.
God.
So these are just a few of the stories, but what actually happens in the end, okay, which is just 5 years ago, okay, Michael said to his wife, I'm going to euthanize another animal and I'm going to do the final walk. And she said, okay, and when you come back, we'll have dinner. And this was just very usual, nothing out of the ordinary. He goes and does the final walk and he doesn't come home. So his wife was very nervous and thought, where is he? Where is he? She's waiting for him for dinner. So she goes down the path, which leads to where all the animals are buried, and there lies her husband. He had euthanized himself.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, euthanized himself because they found out he was accused of being a puppy farm doctor, meaning that he would get all these animals that were abused in down south, brought up north, and he would get them really, really cheap, and then those were the animals he was giving to all these people, and he couldn't handle what was said in the newspaper and what he was accused of, so he committed suicide.
Yeah, this looks like he punished himself.
He punished himself.